This goes to Dr. Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Kabir, K-H-A, B like boy, I-R. Fax is 989-953-5339. Regarding Jack, middle initial D like Doug, Parks, P-A-R-K-S. Date of birth is July 6th of 1953. Dear Dr. Kabir, this is a consultation for Mr. Parks, who was sent for evaluation of acute renal failure in June of this year, and diabetic nephropathy with microalbuminuria. The patient became very lethargic, was having difficulty walking, had slurred speech. On June 8th of 2022, his wife took him to the emergency room, and he had been using, for evaluation, and he had been using a lot of Tums for heartburn. Also, he was on hydrochlorothiazide and a large dose of vitamin D at that time. When labs were checked, they found that his calcium levels were critically high at 18.8, and creatinine level was roughly 3. So he was hospitalized at McLaren Hospital, and nephrology consult was obtained with Dr. Salame. It's S-A-L-A-M-E-H. The patient received treatment with Lasix, IV normal saline bolus, and P, A, M like Mary, I, D like David, R, O, N like November, A, T like Tom, E. And that therapy normalized his calcium levels, and he was able to be stabilized, and he was discharged on June 11th of 2022. Currently, he's feeling much better. No heartburn. He's on minimal medications now. He's on amlodipine 5 milligram daily, Flomax 0.4 milligram once daily, Trulicity is 1.75 milligram weekly, potassium chloride 10 mil equivalents once a day, low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. He's off metformin. Previously, he had been on 500 milligram extended release once a day. Also on glyburide. He's off lisinopril, which he was previously on. He's off hydrochlorothiazide. He's off the high-dose vitamin D also after the acute renal failure and hypercalcemia. He's feeling better. He denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or dyspnea, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current edema, no claudication symptoms, no neuropathy symptoms. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, arthritis, polycythemia, type 2 diabetes. He has had a history of pancreatitis that was diagnosed when he was in the emergency room. He also had a renal cyst. It was diagnosed as a mass, and he saw Dr. Kirby, the local urologist, and he's subsequently been diagnosed with a renal, a type 1 Bosniak, B-O-S-N-I-A-K cyst. And Dr. Kirby will follow up and monitor that with annual testing for stability. He has also had a history of kidney stones, benign prostatic hypertrophy, obstructive sleep apnea, COPD due to smoking history, and osteoporosis. Past surgical history, he's had a cardiac catheterization, large bowel resection, removal of pilonidal cyst, tonsillectomy, removal of one parathyroid adenoma for primary hyperparathyroidism with normal calcium levels following surgery. He's had amputations of the middle and ring fingers on the right hand at the middle interphalangeal joint. Social history, the patient is married. He lives with his wife. He is retired. He occasionally smokes cigarettes and denies alcohol use or illicit drug use. Family history, his father had type 2 diabetes and mother died in her early 50s of metastatic or of a brain tumor, a cancerous brain tumor, not metastatic. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he is allergic to penicillin. Medications were previously reviewed. Physical exam, weight 250 pounds, height 65 inches, pulse 59, oxygen saturation is 93% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 126 over 74. Neck is supple, no carotid bruise and no jugular venous distension. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. The patient has bilateral hearing aids for hearing loss. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally, no ulcerations or lesions. Pulses 1 to 2 plus pedal pulses bilaterally. And lab studies, most recent lab studies were done August 8th of 2022. Creatinine was normal at 0.9. Sodium 136, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 23.8, calcium is 9.5, albumin is 4.4, glucose was 204. Hemoglobin is 15.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Lipase level mildly elevated at 61. The range is 14 to 60. And intact parathyroid hormone is 41, also normal range. Urinalysis, negative for blood and negative for protein. March 8, 2022, before hospitalization, his creatinine was 1.4 with estimated GFR of 58. 12/17 of 21, creatinine 0.9. GFR greater than 60, and 9/14/21, creatinine was 1.0 with estimated GFR greater than 60. CT of the abdomen and pelvis done 6/8 of 2022 was where they found the 1 centimeter hyperdensity in the right kidney, which turned out to be a Bosniak type 1 cyst. And he had 4.5 millimeter right renal non-obstructing stones were noted. Also similar non-obstructing stones in the left kidney, 4.5 millimeters, or possibly cysts also. In addition to the stones, there was a non-obstructing stone. There was a few cysts noted in the left kidney. Size of kidneys and position were normal at that time. The last microalbumin to creatinine ratio was done 9/14 of 21, and that was mildly elevated at 33. And urinalysis on 3/28/22 showed a trace of protein but negative for blood. Assessment and plan. Diabetic nephropathy with microalbuminuria but preserved kidney function and history of acute renal failure secondary to critical hypercalcemia, most likely secondary to the use of hydrochlorothiazide, excessive amounts of Tums, and the large dose of vitamin D2, 50,000 units once weekly. And all together raise calcium levels critically high. The fact that that has not increased, the calcium levels have remained normal now for the last 2 months, lean toward more of the milk alkali syndrome, which was just described, versus malignancy or other etiology of the hypercalcemia. The patient is feeling much better. We don't expect that this will return. If the patient does experience more indigestion, it's perfectly safe to use Pepcid or even the any of the PPIs if needed. He could use the low-dose lisinopril again for the microalbuminuria if needed. At this point, we'd like to repeat all of his renal labs, including a microalbumin to creatinine ratio in September of this year. We'll repeat the parathyroid hormone again, too. And then we'll determine whether we need to see him again or if he can be just seen on a as-needed basis. So things have normalized at this time. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.